Lord, please heal the brokenhearted and those who are suffering due to being driven from their homeland. Fill them with your peace and provision that can only come from you during these difficult times. Walk closely beside them and protect them and keep them in your loving embrace. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking. When things become more difficult in this country, all will be praying, not just a few. For now, it is the minority that are dedicated to prayer. Then, many will turn to God as their only hope. It will become obvious that only God can rescue them from what is coming upon the world. I am speaking to you, Claire. Forgive me, Mother. There is nothing to forgive. You are struggling to be sure it is my voice. You are hearing, and that is part of the function of discernment. Be at peace, Claire. Truly, beloved daughter, I am with you. Do not become discouraged by the physical pains. These are wedding presents for your spouse. What is on your heart tonight, dear lady? All the suffering souls around the earth who have no one to comfort them, who have no medicine and feel like they are just cattle being moved around. They have no dignity, no rights, no comfort, only uncertainty. Yes, they are in dire need of all things. Pray for them, please. Here you have respect for one another. You know and love each other. In their lives, there is little or no love, only being assigned a number and moved from place to place with the uncertainty of what is happening to their children, brothers and sisters. To the world, they are non-entities, only a huge burden. This is the most demeaning place any man, woman, or child could possibly be. These are the refugees of the world. I need you to pray for them. Pray for the children to be reunited to their parents and relatives. Pray that they will be kept safe and not turned over to the traffickers and cartels. It is a very great travesty all over the earth that is taking place now, Claire. If you could be there, it would break your heart. Please do what you can for them. There is so much suffering. You can stand with them by passing the word for all to pray for those running from violent regimes. Pray for food, lodging, and medicines. Pray for the pregnant women ready to give birth. Pray for husbands and wives to be reunited. There is simply no way to convey to you how horrible the conditions are for these souls caught in this trap. Pray for the refugees around the world, but especially here. It is a truth that this world is far worse off than anyone suspects. The conditions for humanity are deplorable. Even the rats keep their distance in some places where the neglected ones are. I know, Mother, that they are stuck on container ships to be used for adrenochrome, and many of them die in transit. The conditions are so deplorable. Yes, pray for them, Claire. All my children, please pray, as they are so in need of your prayers.